Puds, you must be delighted with the team's performance here at Headingley.
Yeah, on a tricky pitch, obviously we batted first, we got a big total. Credit to the batters, obviously Leasy up front, and obviously Gaz Barnes, best for Yorkshire, I believe that was. Batted really well, took his time, and then cashed in towards the end. It was a great batting performance, backed up by obviously Brooksy and City in the first innings. All balls went well as partnerships like we did last year, and it was good to get a win out of the way and get us rolling.
Convincing victory. It's going to get tougher and tougher with the games that are coming up, but you've got to do what you can do with against the opposition that are out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they've got some good players, but First Division cricket now, there's plenty of good teams. Any one team can beat another on the day. It's just being consistent, and the players that we've got and the experience, and we finished every second last year, disappointing, but we played well last year, so it's just taking them good performances, keeping improving, and I think we'll go far.
What about your own performances? Have you been happy with those?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I'm bowling nicely at the minute. I feel good. Only managed to get one in each innings, in this game, but obviously hats off to the guys at Brooks and City, bowled really well with a new pill and very consistent. Obviously, I'm used more of an enforcer. I guess I like that role. It's I guess what I'm liking more and more each year. So that's what I do. Sometimes I'll pick up quick 4 or 5, but other times I'll chip in, but try and be aggressive, put pressure on it. And put doubt on the batter's minds.
Yeah, we were speaking to Disney. He reckons at the moment you're arguably the quickest bowler in the country. Would you go along and say that as well?
I don't know who's obviously around, who's bowling what, but I just feel in good rhythm, and that's my job, to run the ball quick. Then obviously it's my job also to keep fit and strong as well. So, but I'm happy with the role, and if that benefits the team, then it's good with me.
We've got two bigger games coming up, Middlesex and Durham. Middlesex at Lords, how much are you looking forward to playing there?
Yeah, I love playing there. Obviously they've got a good team, they've got a few people back, and obviously, Rodgers at the opening the batting. We've got a strong team and a strong bowling attack too. So we just need to play good cricket. We did well against them last year, but that's not to say this year. It's a different team, different year. So we'll go with the same mindset of playing some good cricket, consistent cricket, but being aggressive with it, and hopefully we'll go well.
One of the pleasing aspects is the fact we've been able to cope without our England players. We've had three missing from this game, and I think many pundits out there suggest that Yorkshire would struggle without those players being involved. So it just goes to show the strength and depth we have.
Yeah, I mean, obviously last year we played a lot of cricket without those guys as well, and we got so close. We've got a massive squad here. Even the guys who are not in the first team here are in and out of the squads, and a few lads playing second team. It's a great squad, and they can step up at any given time to play.
What about Lords? What do you enjoy about the home of cricket?
It's good, isn't it, being in London, the capital of cricket. Obviously you've got your the cricket ground is beautiful. Actually, last year we had a good time. You just walk to the ground in the morning, sleep in it. It's a nice atmosphere, and it's just in awe, isn't it? Walking around, you've got the billboards up with different players who's done well there and stuff. And it's just, I just love playing there, mate. It's I don't know who would enjoy it, because the lunch is the top draw.
On a personal note, are you still got objectives and goal setting in terms of England? Is that still on the radar?
I mean, it's always in your mind, but I mean, I need to do well for Yorkshire. We've got a good squad here, and obviously Brezzy's in back soon, so I mean, you need to keep warrant your place for Yorkshire. There's no point thinking ahead when you've got to keep working hard to play here,
because there's going to be a few selection dilemmas for the coaching staff and for Gailey. I mean, it's going to be difficult. You're going to leave out from this team.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good thing, but last year we went by the rotation system. A few people missed games here and there, and it benefited them. They came back after a week's rest or a week in the gym of doing strength, and benefited him and benefited the team. So I'm sure that's going to happen this year.
Well, enjoy London.
Cheers, buddy. Cheers, Ruth.